a few of us from this congregation who started attending Relearning Community. It was Trevor, our pastor previously, Johanna, and myself. And there were two sessions each year, which ended in 2017. And based on the people that participated, Mennonite Church Eastern Canada, MCEC, decided that to further it, they needed to offer a community of practice where those who had attended this Relearning Community sessions could come together and hear some of those words again that we had learned during the other four sessions. And to learn from each other, what was working for people, what wasn't working for people. And during the community of practice events, which we have two more to go, one is in November and one will be in the spring, things started coming together for me. I'm learning new ways of looking at things. And this morning I want to share two of the areas that have spoken to me. The first area is that God gifts each of us so we can carry forward part of the mission of Christ. And that's out of the Ephesians 4 passage that was just read. You know, as disciples of Jesus, God provides each of us with abilities to continue the work that Christ did here on earth. And as a group of people, we provide a more complete image of God. In the Ephesians 4 passage, it stated, "But each of us was given grace." The grace is the influence of the Holy Spirit, according to the measure, or according to the gift Christ gave us. In verse 11, he lists the gifts. Now, what I want to give you this morning is what J.R. Woodward would call these gifts. For the apostle, he says, they are dream awakeners. They open people to God's design potential. The prophet, they're heart revealers. Help people experience God's voice. The evangelist, those are the storytellers. They carry the good news. The pastor, they're the soul healers. They guide people to wholeness and well-being. The teacher is a light giver. They make truth and knowledge of God accessible. Help us to understand. And then in verse 12 and 16, the purpose of the gifts are given. And I assume this is what we aspire to as a congregation. The purpose is to equip us, give us the tools to participate in works of service within our congregation, within our community. For building up the body, other believers, to increase our understanding about God, Jesus, and the mission of Christ. To grow us as followers of Christ so we're mature in our faith with sound teaching. To create unity among us. And to grow us as disciples ever increasing in our expressions of love. And what I've become aware of is that I need to be more conscious of the framework that has been provided so that the body of Christ can grow and mature, allowing it to continue the work of Jesus in this world. The second area that has been impressed upon me is the need to breathe life into situations. The Ezekiel 37 passage that was read, this vision took place while Israel was in Babylonian captivity. It'd be another 2 years before they returned to the land that was theirs, of spoken of in the Old Testament. In verse 5 it says, I, the Lord, will put breath in you, and once again you will live. In verse 6 it says, I will wrap you with muscles and skin and breathe life into you. But this vision is more than people returning to a land. There was a spiritual component to it. There was life to it, of which God spoke. This is seen in that God promised to put his spirit in his people. Verse 13 and 14, if you look at the NRSV, the latter part of verse 13 says, O my people, I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. Breathing life. And I guess what I want to be accused of is to aiding and abetting the spirit by breathing life into my living. And not only into my living, into the community that gathers here, and you folks into this community, and in the communities in which we find ourselves working and socializing. So that the skin and muscle, not just for ourselves, but for our communities, can experience lives that are whole and fruitful as we use the gifts that God has given us. Now, I want to draw a little bit of sequence here, and then I want to move on towards what we'll be doing together. But on September 9th, Carolyn titled her message, Formed for God's Purpose. And if you heard that message, Carolyn gave him a message responding to Isaiah 35, Mark 7, and also the story about Mrs. Spritzer's garden, which was actually a classroom, as an example. Where there is acknowledgement that there's different plants, different things, and different shapes. But all of us belong. All need our needs to be attended to in unique ways so we can all flourish. Carolyn then went on to mention some of the things we're doing well, some of the strengths we have in this congregation and the strengths that you bring within your communities where you work. She encouraged us by saying, we need to allow ourselves to be formed and transformed by God. To pay attention to what God is doing. She encouraged us by saying, we need to take heart, take courage. Like Mrs. Spritzer, we need to open our eyes, minds, and hearts to the seed that God is providing. And then on September 16th, when Al Rempel was here, he talked about the Good Shepherd. And he didn't explore, but he invited us to consider it. And that was that the Good Shepherd has come that we may have life that is full, life that is more abundant. So I want to start from the premise that God has gifted us. God has put His Spirit within us to bring life. We come together to worship, to learn God's ways, to grow as disciples of Christ, to do works of service. As individuals who gather in this here space, how do we see ourselves currently? And when I say that, I mean see ourselves in a good way. What are our strengths? God has gifted us. God has put His Spirit within us. I'd like to say we are a small, strong congregation. We're in a time of transition. We have memories, but we also live in hope. Our Christian faith is based on hope. So today, as part of our coming together, we will gauge in a process that continues to move us through our transition to a place eventually where we can enrich our community based on our gifts, our passions, and our resources. At our annual general meeting in February, the ministry coordinating team was assigned the task to give direction to strategic visioning and planning for the congregation. And then in March, Johanna, our pastor, announced that she would be retiring the end of June. To address both of these items, we require some information to be assembled. For a permanent pastor position, it's useful to provide an accurate profile of our congregation. To the individuals that are feeling called to be our pastor. A profile doesn't just include the demographics of the congregation. I think it's also including who we are as a congregation. And also to inform our direction for strategic planning, we need to consider who we are as a congregation. Now, this is something I didn't recall, that back in 2011, during our pastoral search, we did a congregational review. We also did a congregational review in 2015. And when I looked at the questions, most of them were framed in the manner of appreciative inquiry. And also wishes for the future. Responses to both surveys were quite similar. And some things that were mentioned have been strengthened and grown. And if we had more time, I'd ask you, what changes have you seen? But I want to highlight two of them. One of the things that came out is they want involvement of the next generation. And if you look at our ministry coordinating team, members that are on those various teams, it is starting to get filled by the next generation. We also wanted the children to be more engaged. And isn't it wonderful to have a children's time every Sunday morning? Their participation in our life. So to date, MCT, the Ministry Coordinating Team, has received feedback from Al Rempel on the response from the responses we gave from the 2015 Congregational Review. We incorporated his feedback to come up with the document that you were provided for in your mailboxes back on September the 9th. That one's the document titled, Who Are We? And with that package, you also received the summary of the responses from the questions at the Congregational Review that happened in 2015. So we have two surveys by the congregation from 2011 and one from 2015. We're now in 2018. So part of us breaking into small groups is to say, is this still who we are from that information? And it's a time that if you can't see a fit there, talk about it in your small group. And ministry coordinating team person that's in the group can record that. So when we move into smaller groups, visitors, please join us. We're doing church. The children, be part of the group. We have the clipboards up here with sheets of paper on. You have crayons if you don't, or pencil, crayons, pens. They'll be in the back outside the double doors there. Grab those, draw a picture, write words of what you appreciate. So we want to hear if the broad summary that is given of what we appreciate and what we aspire to captures our hopes and our passions as a congregation. This is not the time to come up with your good ideas about what we can do. Okay? That'll come later. And with this Who We Are document, it doesn't eliminate what we did back in 2015. It can be used for a reference. There's ideas in there. Okay? We can attend to those later. Because as we move forward, I see four steps. And today we start by claiming our strengths. What we appreciate. What gives us life. Where our aspirations lie. Future steps will be to expand on our current strengths. How do we improve in the things we are doing? Also looking at adding new strengths. What areas can we develop further? And then a fourth step would be to act, to take action.